Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Alfredo Canencia heard shocking news when he returned from a mission. His life and ministry would be changed. Today, he shares his story with us in this pre-recorded interview. He, who was born and raised in Kalihi, and better known as Coach, is the pastor of evangelism and small groups called Grace Groups at Grace Bible Church. Once the head coach for the Pearl City basketball team and a high school educator, Alfredo has always had tremendous influence to those around him. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that even through this broadcast, the influence of the love of Almighty God is for you, to influence you, and our purpose to bring you, draw you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to Him who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins and ours, and He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, calls you, dear one, to Himself today. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you come to Jesus? Oh, that's our prayer. You see, Alfredo is the pastor of evangelism and grace groups at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside, where he also leads the Regal campus. He oversees all grace groups that meet throughout the islands and often speaks in various services and leadership settings. In addition to his local responsibilities, he travels regularly to countries making disciples and training leaders. Again, in this pre-recorded interview, take in this heart-to-heart moment with Coach. Coach, you went through something that no man wants to go through. What happened?
I came home from a mission trip from the Philippines. We had a great time out there, and saw a lot of people get saved and, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit, and a lot of just great things happening. And I was coming home excited and ready to share with my wife what took place out there in the Philippines. And as I came home, I was, I went through a very abrupt moment where she shared with me that she wanted to file for divorce. And she said to me that the window of our relationship have closed. I have moved on and you need to move on. And I was just totally shocked at that time. It almost felt like someone just hit me, right? You know, hit me. We have this term where I grew up, you know, false crack. You know, you just get hit unexpectedly. And I was shocked. And she was pretty firm in what she said to me. I remember talking with Pastor Norman and in his office with Pastor Paris, and just bawling and crying my heart out, because I felt like, wow, you know, everything I'd done as a pastor, and I felt like a failure. And I remember thinking of thoughts of throwing in the towel. Because I've seen before, back in the 80s, where pastors were divorced, whether they were right or wrong, I've seen how they were without a job. So I thought I was done if we're going to head down this road. And so I was just really, really broken, really humbled. Yeah.
Was there any indicator that this could happen? Were there any signs along the way? of something like this coming to pass?
Well, Danny, you know, every couple, every married couple have problems, and we've had our share of problems, but never the word divorce. We made a decision that when we first got married, we weren't going to bring up the D word. And so I struggled just as a, not just as a pastor, but even as a father and a husband, and, you know, with the challenges that come along with that, but never saw it coming or any indication that we're going to go through a place of divorce. That's why it shocked me when I first heard it.
When you say shock, there's a process in hindsight. You look back at, in a sense, maybe time stands still. It's hard to go on. Did you experience any of that? How did you process, you know, the days, hours, days, weeks that followed up?
You know, when I found out, it felt like time just stopped. And I remember just going through a time of feeling anxiety, because everything now I thought was part of my life, at the time it seemed like it was just crumbling so fast. I remember the time, it was a couple of days after where I left. She asked me to leave, and I remember packing everything into my car and just driving. And Danny, I didn't know where I was going. I was just driving. And I was, how you explain this to your family? How you explain this? I'm a pastor. They look up at me.
So at that point, still not, it was still just, no one really knew
no
what
one
was
knew.
Going on.
No
You're
one
keeping
knew.
It
I just keep
keeping
it inside. Oh, Pastor Norman knows, yeah. But we were just trying to, you know, contain it and just hoping that her heart would change. Yeah. But I remember driving, and I didn't know where I was going. And my sister calls me up out of the blue, and she asked me, where are you going? And I said, that's a very good question. I don't know where I'm going. And then I begin to share with her what transpired. And my sister, my brother-in-law, Eddie, they had a property that was vacant. So they asked me to come and pick up the keys so I can just live there for now, for that moment. And I remember this is a house up in Palisades, a big sliding door that you can look out into Pearl Harbor. And I remember sitting there on the beach chair for like 6 hours, just asking God what happened. And just asking God, how can this happen to a pastor? I was just asking God questions. And because I no one gets married thinking when you get 51 years old, you're going to go through a divorce, anything like that. And I just realized that I was asking God, where are you? Because I experienced God in such a great way out in the Philippines, and I know He's there, but it almost seemed like God sent me, allowed me to go through something where He pulled back His presence, and I felt alone. I just sat there, and I didn't know what to do. And you can't ever imagine the feeling, and just thinking about what possibly going to happen to your life now, and you're playing all the scenarios in your mind. And it was just it was a very dark and very lonely, and I felt hopeless and very despair in my heart. I felt that deep in my heart.
In the despair, in the moment when it's hard to put things into words, in the feeling of abandonment even by God, and Coach, tell me if, you know, I'm representing you in the wrong way. Almost a feeling of, like Jesus says in the Garden of Gethsemane, my God, why have you forsaken me? When you talk about his presence being removed. Who did you reach out to, and How did you begin to understand the reality of it? Actually, this is actually happening.
Right.
I don't know where it's gonna lead.
Right.
Because at this point, you still had hopes that there might be reconciliation.
Right.
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 So, with that uncertainty, how did you go on?
Well, you know what happened is I've always had the privilege and to help other people. I've helped people walk through divorce. I've helped both my ex-wife now and I have helped save marriages. And on this one particular guy, Darren, he's a football coach at Pearl City High School, because I've helped him through his divorce. And God was speaking to him to stay close to me, that something was going to happen. And he had no clue what it was going to be. But when he found out, I was, that day I described to you when I was sitting down in my chair and just looking out for 6 hours, somehow he found out where I was. And he brought me, Danny, a Hawaiian plate to eat, because he knew I never eat. He knew what I was going through. And he brought the food up and the drink. And he just sat with me. He knew the brokenness I was feeling, but he never preached at me or anything like that. He just sit with me and love me. And after I finished eating, he took the thing, threw it away, and he left. But he just told me he would be praying for me.
Hardly said a word.
He just comforted me, but not so much,
conversing.
Not really. Sometimes when you're in situations, like, people can get very preachy on you.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
I've done it to people before, sure, but it wasn't.
A Darren. We all need a Darren in our lives. Someone that comes into our lives when it seems like the ground has shaken so much that it doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing holding us up. And that's where Pastor Coach was, overlooking Pearl Harbor at Palisades, sitting on a deck, on a beach chair, having heard words of finality from his wife, now his ex-wife. Darren comes in with a plate lunch. And we call it the ministry of presence, when someone is just there. They're at a critical time to remind us of the presence of God, the presence of Christ. Are you a Darren to someone? Has God sent a Darren to you? It's the Lord saying, look, I'm still with you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Alfredo Canencia, he's a dear friend, a partner in ministry for many years. A leader, one whom I greatly respect. He recently has gone through a life-shattering experience. And he's here today in this pre-recorded interview explaining how God is enabling him to put the shards of glass in place in a new way in his life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. Again, this is a real heart-to-heart moment with Coach, otherwise known as Alfredo Canencia, or Alfredo Canencia, otherwise known as Coach. Now, here's more in this heart-to-heart moment with him. Hardly said a word.
He just comforted me, but not so much. You
conversing.
Know, like not really. You know, sometimes when you're in situations like people can get very preachy on you.
Yes.
I've done it to people before, sure, but it wasn't anything like that. He was just there to comfort me because he knew exactly what I was going through, and I could feel that comfort when he just sat with me and he told me, you know, Pastor Coach, I mean, you're a pastor, you know the answers. I'm just here to support you. And so that really encouraged me. And, you know, it wasn't just a one-time deal. He actually helped me through it. And also, you know, with the staff and my family, Pastor Norman Nakanishi, the very key person that really walked me through this. I saw a side of him that I knew was always there, that shepherding pastoral heart. And people see him as an apostolic leader, but really there was such a compassion and love, and just really ministered to me, checked on me, and encouraged me through those times. Yeah.
We talk about the importance of relationships, the importance of family and friends. What would you say, Coach, in a shocking moment, in a broken moment? You talk about Darren coming to you at such a critical time. In your heart, when things did not turn out as you were hoping over a period of time.
Right.
How did you interpret that as far as what God was doing in your life?
Yeah, you know, where I pastor at, I pastor at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside, Regal Campus, and I always teach the people to pray with your hands, your palms of your hands open, and I always ask them to pray that everything you have is from God and is for God. And if God wanted to add something or take something away, it's all whatever he wants to do. And, you know, and as I begin to look in the beginning of you know, the 2014 year, God spoke to me that my latter years will be greater than my former years. And, you know, and I begin to realize, well, I've experienced some great things in God, but the Lord said it's going to be greater years, the days that you're going to walk into. So I was coming into 2014 with great expectations, but never understood that it meant that I would have to go through a valley. And, you know, so as I, you know, the Bible talks about the valley of the shadow of death. And I remember, you know, in my time just crying out to God, like asking God, where are you? You know, and then, but it wasn't just that one time. It was a period of time. But God spoke to me in Psalms 23. And he said that, you know, that the Lord is my shepherd. You know, everyone is familiar with that verse, but there's the part where he said that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. And I realized that the Lord spoke to me and said, I prepared this for you, son. And so at that moment, I began to realize that God is sovereignly in control of everything, that nothing would happen to me without him knowing, and he prepared this. So I said, God, if you prepared this, I heard him speak that to me. I said, Lord, you have to help me get through it because it's very difficult right now. And once I realized God prepared me for it, then I came to the place of acceptance of what I was going through. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's we go through broken moments and we feel in life that, you know, everything feels like it's falling apart around us, and because we live in a broken world. And the Bible is filled with people who have gone through brokenness. And I realized in my broken moment, I remember crying out to God, where are you, God? And the Lord said, I'm in the valley waiting for you. And the revelation I had was that God is not just the God of the mountaintops, but he's also the God of the valley. But I was hanging on to things. Danny, I didn't want to go to the valley. But the pain was overwhelming.
What were you holding on to?
I was trying to hold on to, like, you know, relationships with friends, and not where trying to depend more on them, and, you know, and thinking like, I'm just going to hang on to where I was at, you know, even trying to win back my ex-wife's relationship. I was trying to hang on to all of those things, and I didn't want to go to the valley. And I've always been kind of a guy that when I go through tough times, I have an ability to bounce back. But this was a situation I couldn't bounce back from. And I realized that I had to let go. And from the shock to the place of all the things I went through, you know, the denial, the anger, and the sense of feeling betrayed and loneliness, and come to that place of just that valley. And it was very depressing, very condemnation, beating up myself, just really dark.
Did you decide at some point to let go, or were you forced to let go?
I think when I begin to realize that the Lord spoke to me where he prepared this for me, I've accepted it. And at that point, it was already pretty much it's heading toward divorce. It wasn't finalized yet, but it was all the process leading up to it. So I said, God, I accept it. I remember talking to Pastor Norman. I said, you know, I'm just going to just accept it. And so I let go. And I went down to that place of the valley. And I remember, I can understand now how people can have weird thoughts of maybe, you know, committing suicide, or maybe you want to commit, you want to kill someone else when you're in that dark, dark place. But in that dark place, Daddy, is where Jesus met me. And I remember being in my house. I live in a three-bedroom home, and I remember crying out to God, and God's love, his light just came shining into that living room. And I felt his presence come upon me. And I felt God speaking to me like, I'm going to bring you through this, son. You're going to come through this. I'm with you. I've never left you. And you will come through this. And I just felt the warmth of God's presence when I was in that very dark moment. And that gave me the hope to propel and see things from God's perspective. that what has been done to me, I'm not going through this because it's her fault or my fault. God has allowed it to happen, and he's going to work in both my life and her life in the process of this.
What have you seen God doing as he's been working it through you and even through her in the process?
You know, God, I remember when I met with my my psychologist, he told me to read the book by Larry Crabb, Shattered Dreams. It's an amazing book. And he talks about there, he has a quote where he says, you know, God would never allow suffering to come into our lives that's not necessary to achieve his good purpose. And that really, he said, pain is a doorway to discover a greater intimacy with God. In this intimacy, God will birth a new hope and vision for your life. And that's what happened to me. I realized that intimacy, I feel so close to God, like I've never experienced. Now, we all know that we've had moments where we experience God's closeness. Danny, going through this, it's different. It's different. And I learned to trust him and depend on him. And now when I look at the situation, even now that we are, you know, officially divorced now, I look at Fern, and I really have a lot of compassion and love. And I forgive her. And my prayer for her, Danny, is not for her to come back to me. My prayer is for her to go back to Jesus.
We talk about moments of despair. Coach talks about moments of such brokenness, such darkness that you find yourself in a place where you're thinking thoughts you vowed never to think. You never thought you were capable of thinking. It's that dark. But remember how he mentioned that not only is God the God of the mountains, Christ with you in the mountaintop experiences, but Christ is also there with you, with me, in the valleys. And sometimes we don't want to let go to go into the valley. But the Lord Jesus is there. You might be in a valley right now. Jesus is there. You might feel like you're slipping. You can't hold on any longer. Jesus is there in our valleys. Pastor Coach will share more about how God has worked with him and brought him up when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it's something no one ever wants to go through, especially as a minister. It's something that people have struggled with, even how to perceive that when someone goes through a divorce, someone in ministry. Pastor Alfredo Canincia, pastor coach, is sharing with us his experience and how the Lord has taken him through. It's interesting also for you to consider how important the support system was for him. At church, at Grace Bible Church, Pastor Norman Nakanishi and the other members of the staff and his family and his friends, you know, all the years of ministry that he's poured out in the lives of others, God used that as a, maybe in some ways, a safety net, a safety infrastructure for him in so many ways. It's such a complex matter of emotions intertwined with thoughts and experiences. Perhaps today you're going through your own, well, maybe you're going through a separation in your relationship. Maybe you feel like you're on the threshold of something like that happening. Maybe you're shocked by hearing news that just completely send you into a tizzy. Well, that's why we're here, and the Lord wants you to gain some semblance of stability, not your own, but by the presence and the grace of our Lord, as Pastor Alfredo has experienced. And now we go back to hearing him share his experience, his process of what God has done in his life. More with Pastor Coach.
And forgive her, and my prayer for her, Danny, is not for her to come back to me. My prayer is for her to go back to Jesus and to be intimate with God, because I've seen her when she was intimate with God and how God had used her to touch other people's lives. And that's my heart in working that out now. You know, and we have a son, Dylan, and I remember when we first got together, he was really, you know, hurt and upset and angry. And I remember we sitting down at Big City Diner out in Waipio, and I remember looking into his eyes and telling him, "Dylan, nothing changes between you and I. I made a commitment to you when you were young at 8 years old that commitment does not change. And I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to see you grow up. I'm going to see you get married. I'm going to see you have kids. I said, Dylan, I made a commitment, and I'm going to honor that commitment. I remember looking into his eyes that there was such an emotion because he's experienced abandonment in his life. And I said, God, if anything I can do is I'm gonna see this young man fulfill his purpose in life. And there's a bond and a love between him and I. But you know, it's just when you go through something like this, and then you have that relationship with God, you begin to see that even in the most difficult and bad, ugly situation, that God is still at work in our hearts, working in my son's heart, working in Fern's heart. And all I can do is put my trust in him and walk with him. You know, I learned the word Imua, and I played basketball. I played for Farrington. We played against Kamehameha, and then Kamehameha would always say Imua, you know, when they break the huddle. And I thought Imua means we're number one. And I was like, how can they declare they're number one? They haven't even played us yet. Until my Kamehameha friends educated me from the upper campus, and I'm from the lower campus, you know. They said, no, Imua means moving forward. And I realized that in spite of what I've been going through and facing, God wants me to move forward. And life is not going to be all perfect and just, you know, a bowl of, you know, cherry and roses, just thinking everything's going to be nice. No, it's going to be difficult at times. But God is there, and you can still emua and move forward in life, yeah.
When you hear of someone saying, in order to move forward, sometimes it is necessary to go backward. Yeah. How does that translate to your experience?
You know, you go through something like this. Psalms 23 talks about when Jesus, I mean not Jesus, but the shepherd, he leads us beside the still waters. And the still waters is, you can look into it and you begin to see an image of yourself. And when we go through things like this, a lot of times we want to point fingers and blame, you know. But I realize I have to look in the mirror, and I have to take responsibility for my shortcomings. And I realized that there were things that maybe I could have done more. And you know, a life of a pastor is very busy, and we very difficult at times, you know. And sometimes we work hard for other people, and then we come home to our families and we give them basically the leftovers. And
sometimes there's not much leftovers to give, not, emotionally. Right. And
just the static of intensity that's on you. And they feel, you know, they cannot really, you know, come around you, talk to you, because you're still detoxing some of the stress that you received, you know, mm-hmm. during the day or that week. And so I know, like any responsible husband, realized they could always spend more time with their wife. And so those things, God, you know, begin to work in me. One of the things that Danny, that when I was seeing my psychologist, he asked me, when was the last time you went on vacation? Danny, I couldn't remember the last time I went on vacation. And I was really trying to. I couldn't. And I realized that I was so involved with the ministry and what I was doing, and I didn't know what it is to take a vacation. Because at first, you know, my wife was, at that time, she was busy. She's a realtor. And going through, you know, the ministry growing, and I just didn't feel like I could take a vacation and for the sake of moving forward, you know. And I realized now that probably was one of the areas that God would want me to adjust in my life, to have that time off. And just enjoy life, you know. And if I could do it over again, that was definitely one area I would change right away. immediately.
Yeah. It's often the most difficult things to do, to process, to extract lessons out of pain when it's still fresh. Some things are obviously still fresh for you. You've started on the path of discussing it. I'd like to drive it further, if we may. And of course, with all this, with due respect and flexibility to the level of sensitivity, at what length you would want to go. But to take it further, with your discretion, Coach, if you had to do it over again, what do you envision you would be like as a husband who is also a pastor?
You know, one of the things I always teach my leaders is the art to say no. Because when you're a leader, a lot of people want your attention, they want your time. And what happened is when we say yes all the time, in reality, we say no to our families. We say no to our wives. And I realized I had to learn to draw some boundaries. Okay. And really have that time to just really spend time with my wife. And
boundaries are a necessity in life. And some of us have them in droves, sometimes too many boundaries, but quite often not enough boundaries. And those boundaries which do not exist in our lives, that's a cause of great pain. It's a life skill that we all need to learn. I'm sure I could learn a lot from you and in your experience. I'm learning from Pastor Coach as he shares boundaries. When we come back, the boundaries that he talks about in his life, perhaps they will remind you of some boundaries that exist in your life and you can be thankful for them, or maybe even some boundaries that need to be set up in your life, in my life, and we should do it. When we come back, more from Pastor Coach. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, we live in a world where we love hearing the word yes. Yes, 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 yes. We can do that for you. That can be done. Yes, yes. And we find ourselves slipping into a pattern where we ourselves perhaps are saying yes, 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 when the boundaries of our lives don't allow us a healthy constraint of time and scheduling and how we use the valuable time that God gives us. And sometimes we, like Pastor Alfredo is talking about, as he did before our break, the importance of saying no. Because in saying no to some certain things, we actually say yes to other more important things, like family, like our wives, our spouses, if your wife, your husband, or your kids, and so on. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is a pre-recorded interview, a very tender, sensitive, but very meaningful time, as Pastor Coach talks about how he has gone through the most difficult time in his life. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You get this podcast for free. And now here's more with Pastor Alfredo Canencia.
And I realized I had to learn to draw some boundaries. Okay. And really have that time to just really spend time with my wife. And that's one of the lessons that I really realized, that if I could do it over again, I would definitely boundary my work time, and when it's done, to really spend time just giving my wife or my son undivided attention. That's what I would do right this very moment if we could do it over again.
What would that undivided attention be like? And again, this is going further down the road, deeper down the path, deeper below the surface. We understand the theory of that. We understand what quality time means. But what do we mean by that? What do you really mean by that, Coach?
I think a lot of times we spend quality time with our loved ones, but we're thinking about what we want. What we want to do, you know, what I want to do. I think, you know, one of the things I learned is that when I first met my wife is I wanted to learn about her, you know, what she likes and what things she desires to do. But along the way, because of the busyness, it's more like a shift. And so taking interest, you know, when my son was younger, you know, he played sports and being at the games, you know, just being with him and just, you know, not being there. Sometimes we can be there physically, but our minds are, you know, miles away thinking about ministry or thinking about other things. But to be there in the moment and celebrating and enjoying and laughing. And I remember those times when he played in Papa Warner football, when I look forward to go watch him practice and watch him play games, and it was not a chore for me to do that. I loved that. My dad did that. My dad and my mom did that for me, and I wanted to do that for my son, you know. But as they, you know, he grows older, he has other interests, and we were just kind of living in the same home. Yeah, we have to touch bases, but that thing about learning and continuing, you know, to build that relationship, it was kind of like you take it for granted. It's there, but you never really take it anywhere. And you learn this and you understand it when it's taken away. That's when you understand.
Yeah. It was taken away from you. Maybe someone today it might trigger a sense of greater awareness in them. They don't even know it. How could you know it when you're consumed with work or ministry? But as they hear you, maybe something is piqued in their mind, their heart. As one who has lost that, there's still someone today who may still have a chance.
Right.
If you were to have coffee together, sit at Starbucks or at McDonald's, what would you say to them?
It's neat that you would ask me that question, because I'm talking to some of them right now, you know, meeting with them. And I'm really just, you know, not coming with the mentality that, you know, that you're right and she's wrong, or, you know, but really humbling yourself and really coming to a place of trusting God, praying for them, but coming with such a way that you want to love and you want to learn about it, and not where you're trying to force your thoughts of what you think it should be like upon them, but really asking them why we're going through what we're going through and just trying to learn from them. And I think, you know, if you have a chance at that and just talking about it, and that's what I really felt. You know, I was a coach for many years. I played sports, and if you played sports and you were a coach, you understand with an athletic mindset that when you can be losing three quarters, but you can come back in the fourth quarter. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was trying to get the win back, get back, and but it wasn't meant to be. I didn't have that ability to redeem it or try to win it back, and it frustrated everything out of me. But I came to a place where I had to let go. I said, God, it is what it is. And you know, that serenity prayer that we all hear about, you know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And I realize there's some things in life that happens to us you cannot change, and you have to accept it. And but God, from there, Lord, how can I move on and learn the lessons that I don't repeat it again? And but one of the things that I going back to that is again learning how to boundary yourself and realizing what you value in life. If I would talk to someone, Danny, I would say, what is your value? You value God, you value your family. Well, what you value is what you be willing to change. If God tell you to change in this area, you're going to change because you value your relationship with Him. If you value your family, whatever it takes to keep your family together, you're going to do it because you value it. And I think I valued my relationship with God and with my wife. But people make choices in life, and sometimes, you know, the choices is beyond you. But I know if I would encourage someone, is that you live by values, not by what other people are telling you. If you value, you be willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what I told her. Be willing to do whatever it takes to work this marriage out. But that chance wasn't given, so I had to accept and begin to trust God and walk forward, move on. It was very painful. It's something that you don't wish on anyone. You know, Danny, one of the things that I've helped a lot of married couples stay together, I thought I understood what they were going through. I had no clue. It's something you don't wish on anyone. But I tell you something, Jesus is alive. And when you feel the most hopeless, He's there to bring hope in your heart. But I had to really be intentional in focusing on Him and not focusing on the problem, because I would get really depressed. But I focus on Him and say, God, I'm going to keep walking. It's hard, but I'm going to keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for family and friends around you that pray for you and support you. You know, I wouldn't be able to make it. It wasn't the prayers of others. You know, what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where he said, Second Corinthians chapter 1, where he said he felt like the sentence of death was upon him, and he felt like he couldn't go on anymore. And he said that God was trying to teach him to not rely on himself, but to rely on God. And if you read further down in that verses, he said that it was the prayers of others and the prayers of many that got him through that. And I realized, I sit here with you, Danny, not saying that I'm a super Christian and, you know, a man, you know. No, I sit here by the grace of God, because it was the prayers of others and the prayers of many that has brought me through this. I know that.
That's an admonition, a word of encouragement, a word where he himself shares the lessons that he's learning in, really, in the valley, in the dark valley of life, having gone through divorce. And Pastor Coach speaks with tenderness. He speaks with a sense of exhortation to those who are married, but need a gentle, loving, and yet firm reminder about the values that we hold. Not waiting till it's too late. Not waiting until the relationship is on the precipice, and it may go over the cliff, as it were. And while there's still time, let's make the proper adjustments, the mid-course corrections, the changes. It's still possible to do, and it's better to do it on this side than on the other side, when one says it's too late. There's no chance, there's no hope, because there still is hope. If you're still in the marriage, you're still in the relationship, we can all change. And may God give us the grace to do so. And for that, I thank Pastor Coach for his genuineness with us, his candidness, his candor with us today. It certainly is heartfelt, my dear friend. And that's why it's our hope together today that you were moved to positive change from the heart-to-heart insights and sharing from Alfredo Canencia. You can find out more about him at proside.org. And as we always say, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, especially in the valleys of life. And if you haven't done so, look, that's why this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And for that, I thank you in advance. 1 Corinthians 16:11 says, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." It's always a blessing to be with you. A thank you to Alfredo Canencia, Pastor Coach. Find out more at proside.org. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.